Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome to a Monday morning here in East Central Illinois. Had some early sunshine, clouds have rolled in, a couple of showers, at least some spotty showers, Greg says, as we start a new week here on this edition of Penny for Your Thoughts on this Monday. Busy week ahead as we started today with some good information for you, I think. A lot on the marathon coming up. This is marathon week in Champaign. So in the second hour today, we'll get everything you need to know, get you ready for that, as we have Jan Seeley and Mike Lindemann, who have been the folks who have been running the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon events now for, 10 years. So we'll get with them in the second hour and kind of run through everything you need to know in regards to the marathon, the half marathon, the 10K, the 5K, when you register, what you do, how you get your information for being in the race, your number, all of that. Any other questions you have, we'll take those in hour number two. This first hour, Doug Quick is going to join us. Doug, of course, been a weathercaster, I guess, the longest tenured weathercaster currently in Champaign-Urbana as far as time on the air. He's been in television. He's been in radio. He has a new book that is just out, and we lined this up a few weeks ago, and today was the day he could come in and talk about it. So we'll visit with Doug Quick from WCCU, of course, Fox 27 and 55. You see him throughout the week. But his book is called Pictures on the Prairie, Pictures on the Prairie, and it's the start of television here in central Illinois, mid-Illinois, the middle part of the state. And he's been doing some book signings and different events in relation to that, so we'll have him on in this first hour. Also mix in some open-line phone calls during the course of the morning as well today. You can always join us at any time during the show, 356-9397. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, and you can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Pretty exciting things happening during the week, and we'll close out the week on Friday, the second hour of the last Friday of the month. That's this Friday. It'll be our Flashback Friday. Those have been very popular. We'll tell you more about that as we get closer to it. I want to remind you that with all the marathon runs coming up, all the events this weekend, grab your kids for the Busey, Illinois Youth Run. That'll take place. Busey proud to sponsor the Youth Run again, brought to you by the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Mark your calendars for this Saturday, April 28th at 3 p.m., that race run entirely within Memorial Stadium in Champaign. It'll finish at the 50-yard line. Children 10 and under encouraged to participate. And it's a great heat for siblings of all ages. This course a little more than a mile. So for only $15, make sure you don't miss out on this family fun event. You can register now by mail or in person at the Health and Fitness Expo, April 26th and 27th, or the day of the Youth Run on April the 28th. And you get some goodies for the kids, Youth Run T-shirt and drawstring backpack, medals awarded at the end of the race. You get the Noodles and Company serving their Wisconsin mac and cheese, the Busey Youth Run Fun Zone, all of that going on. So check it out, Busey.com. Busey proud to sponsor the Busey, Illinois Youth Run this year. We'll take our opening break. We'll come back. Doug Quick will sit in with us, and we'll talk about his new book, Pictures on the Prairie, the early days of television here in central Illinois. If you have any comments or questions, you want to jump in, a penny for your thoughts on that topic coming up, and then marathon talk in hour number two, and some open line time after that on an open forum. But we'll come back with more Penny for Your Thoughts. Get it started on this Monday with Doug Quick next. We are back. Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS on this Monday, 49 degrees here at 9-11. I want to remind you to have some fun. Keep voting in the News Talk 1400 DWS. The News Gazette Media is the people's choice. It's the best of East Central Illinois. Go to WDWS.com. Cast your votes in a variety of categories to help your favorite businesses and services win the People's Choice Competition. Is brought to you in part by MX Electric. Glad you're with us here. We'll talk some Illinois Marathon in hour number two. Doug Quick joins us, though, of course, well-known on television here at currently now WCCU, Fox 27 and 55. How are you, Doug?
I am doing good. This is the earliest I've been out for a long time.
Usually sleep in a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm doing a promotional book tour today, essentially.
Okay.
And this is my first stop, and I've got three other stops here coming up later today, including another radio appearance over in Decatur later this afternoon, and stopping off at a couple of the other TV stations that are featured prominently in my book. So we're going to be kind of hitting the road today, and I won't be on TV tonight, nor will I be there tomorrow night as well. So,
time to recuperate.
Yeah, well, my wife's birthday is tomorrow, so okay. I told her a long time ago that I would take off her birthday, so that's what we're going to do.
Well, you've got the new book, and
yes.
This is really, it's called Pictures on the Prairie.
Right.
And it's really a compilation from your website, right?
Yeah, it's that's where it really started, with the website. And before that, and I think we've talked about this before when I was here, it really started when I was like 5 or 6 years old. It all started when I found a box of old TV guides, and my interest in broadcasting and television and really began then. And they were TV guides from the 1954. Three or 54 all the way through the late 50s, and I would have been 5 years old in 1959. So, but that's really where it all began, and it's just sort of been in the back of my head. And back when I was in high school, let's see, I was going to be an architect, and then later when I got into college, I was in a pre-pharmacy program because I worked at a Walgreens agency store as a pharmacy apprentice, is what they called him then. And from that, I was going to go to pharmacy school. Well, I went through the first 2 years of a pre-pharmacy program. And then it was like, maybe I really don't want to do this. So I got a job at the local radio station. I took a year off from college.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing a rock and roll show on a beautiful music station at night. And from there, they transferred me to the morning show, which was fine. But I wasn't a big fan of country music, so and I had to play that. So I thought, well, maybe I want to go back to school. So I thank country music for my college career, because I went back to school, and boy, being off the radio is tough. I mean, it really can be an addiction. So I ended up with two weekend jobs at two different radio stations just to stay on the air. Plus, I worked at the campus radio station and did some TV anchoring at their cable cast station that they had at the time at Western Illinois University. When I finished there, I went back to my hometown, and even between there, I was working in Springfield at a group of stations there, and that company had just purchased the Danville station. So I ended up in Danville to get out of my hometown, essentially. Which is a great hometown.
Because you were in Taylorville,
yeah,
right?
I was in Taylorville. But it was time to move on. So I ended up in Danville, and of course I was there for a lot of years. But that location in Danville had so many old television roots in that building. They were the home of Channel 24, WDAN-TV, in Danville. And that sort of triggered a little bit of interest again. It sort of refertilized that seed, I guess. And from there, we would find artifacts occasionally from the old TV station. I found a slide. It was a negative slide of the test pattern, and it was underneath a piece of the floor that it had slipped under a tile or something. And I dug it out, and then years later, I got it and reversed it, put it into a positive, and it's in the book. I mean, the picture of the actual slide. But little things like that. And in looking back, I had run into so many people that had ties to what I write about here. And I wish I would have known their background, what they did before, because I would have had a boatload of questions for them. But I worked with a guy by the name of Marty Roberts. He was a farm director at the radio station in Springfield. And I followed him every day. But I never really had a chance to talk to him, because at 1 o'clock he was out the door at the golf course. I mean, he was literally in the golf course before CBS News ended at the top of the hour. He was a great guy. But he had so much, and I've got his picture in here, because he hosted a dance program on Channel 17 in Decatur, and he hosted a teenage dance program even in Springfield at WICS. So, I mean, so many of these people. I worked for a company that it figures prominently in this because they have a Supreme Court ruling named after them.
Really?
So, and one of the craziest stories was when I was five, 6 years old, there was a guy that was on 17 in Decatur who I loved this guy. There was just something about him that triggered an interest, and he was sort of an early mentor, I guess. He was a local guy. He did some local commercials and promotional stuff for 17, and I'd forgotten his name. And I ran into a woman a few years back when I was on the Conservation District Foundation in Vermilion County at a holiday open house, and she said that she had a brother that worked in television. I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "You know, I gave him my card, and I said, have him get in touch with me via my email." And he did, two or three days later, and we got to emailing back and forth, and I said, "Do you have any pictures?" And he goes, "Sure." So he scanned some pictures and sent them to me. And this is the guy. This is the guy that he was my first mentor. And it was just amazing how things have popped up. I describe myself as kind of being the Forrest Gump. I'm just like in the right spot at the right time, you know, to meet all of these people. And that's the way it's been. And I've formed friendships with, at least I hope they're friendships, with people that I grew up watching on TV, people like Ed Mason and Paul Davis, and we converse either email or Facebook or in person several times over the last years, and it's been great for me. I mean, these are the people that I grew up watching on television. Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that I would eventually meet them.
And put together a book based on all the things they sent. 919, Doug Quick is with us, 356-9397. If you have any memories, recollections of the early days of television. Now, let's start with the cover of the book, the TV on the cover. Yeah. I'm told that, is that your grandmother's TV?
That was a great aunt and uncle's TV. Okay. I watched a lot of Captain Kangaroo on that TV when I was a kid. I remember the first time, I even remember the first time I saw it. I walked in their house, and it was their first television. This would have been about 1958. I would have been like 4 or 5 years old. And it had a test pattern. I remember walking in, and Channel 3's test pattern was on there. And then at 8 o'clock, Captain Kangaroo came on. It was on a Saturday morning. It was like, wow, you know. And it was like, what is this TV? Yeah. And I still have it. The only thing they did here on this, they airbrushed the brand name off the front of it for some reason, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a Philco Predicta, and it's a walnut table model, and I still have it. It's in my garage, and it's in a cabinet in my garage. And the reason why it's there is because it smells. The capacitors and everything, all the electronic stuff in it, they leak over time, and they dry, and they smell bad. My wife will not let me bring it in the house.
So. All right. So as you open the book, I mean, you've got all this information and all the pictures and different markets. What, Champaign, Bloomington, Danville.
I cover, of course, Channel 3, WTVP, Channel 17 in Decatur, which was their previous call letters before WAND, WICS in Springfield, WBLN in Bloomington. Anybody remember that one? That's Channel 15. That was the original Channel 15. And Channel 24, WDAN-TV in Danville. But I also cover the Peoria stations. WEEK was the first, actually, to go on the air in central Illinois, although nobody really saw it beyond much more than 20 miles from their transmitter point there in East Peoria. And then WTVH, which was Channel 19, which originally went on the air as an ABC, switched to CBS. And then when Channel 31 went on the air in 1958, New Year's Day, 1958, they took over CBS and TVH and almost immediately went back to ABC.
Yeah. So in the book itself, do you break it? I mean, how do you put it all together? Do you go in order of chronology?
That was the difficult part of actually editing this thing and putting it together. There's a lot of the same stories, the same incidents that are in each chapter, but they're told with the perspective of the station that I'm talking about. Okay. So there's a lot, I won't say there's a lot of jumping around, because each chapter is the story of that particular station, at least when it comes to the Central Illinois stations. Mm-hmm. I grouped Peoria together because in so many ways they were more intertwined. Mm-hmm. St. Louis, I did almost the same thing. I think I divided them up, but it's been a while.
But then, like the local WCIA, you do a whole chapter on how they got started,
right?
You know, who were the big players? I guess
exactly. And I was really critical of only two of the stations, and I'm not going to say which two stations, because I think they made a lot of boneheaded moves back in those days. But there was one that came out really on top of really having their act together. And whether or not it really was together behind the scenes, they put on a real good, positive front. Mm. And there was one member in particular who was, I don't want to say this negatively, he was a bit eccentric. But at the same time, he was probably the shrewdest operator of them all. Hmm. And I'm not going to say who it is, but it's in the book, and you'll be able to discover that. But I do break it down. The St. Louis stations, I do break down. There were two stations that went on the air in the St. Louis market that were on the air for less than a year before they went dark, and I have separate chapters for them. Those are the two that I thought would be the most difficult to actually find information. And once I opened that door and started to find information about them, the floodgates just opened, and I had a ton of information about both. It was really an amazing story there.
All right, we've got a couple of callers here already, 9:23, and let's go to JR. JR, you're on with Doug Quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, what do you think of Sean Streety, WAND?
What do I think of him? He's a local guy, and local guys do very well on their local stations, and I think Sean does a tremendous job.
He's been with them for many years, hasn't he?
Yes, yeah. I think he went to St. Teresa High School, and so he is a Decatur native. He seems to be a pleasant guy. I've never met him in person. Maybe I'll get a chance to here even later today. Who knows?
Yeah, but he has been there a long time, and a lot of times you'll see in a market this size, and you know this, JR, people will come through and go on. I mean, if they want to get to Chicago or bigger markets, but Sean is a local guy who has stuck around.
He's kind of like me. You know, I've always been a 217 person. I kind of group Central Illinois as kind of being all together. I love Central Illinois. I think it's the most magnificent place on the planet, and it works great for me. You visit other places, they're great, but boy, Central Illinois is home, and I just love it.
Okay, this is an important question. A Cub fan or Cardinal? Cub fan or Cardinal? Or baseball fan at all?
I term myself as being a sports illiterate, okay? But here's the deal. Back when I was with the radio station in Danville, we did a lot of bus trips, and we would always go to Chicago for the Cubs. So I'm a little more of a Cub person, but I remember running Cardinal games on the radio back in my hometown, and I got so sick of it. And they were interrupting my rock and roll show at night because I'd have to do Cardinal baseball. So that kind of gave me a negative thing there.
I'm a news junkie, and I watch a lot of news, but my sisters think I'm crazy. But I think you're a true professional.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, JR.
Yeah, thanks, JR.
Now, you've done rock and roll, been a disc jockey, you've done weather, you've done news. Have you done any play-by-play over the years?
No. Okay. Heavens no. I think I was forced to do color on a high school basketball game once or twice. And frankly, back in my early days, I would go along for high school basketball coverage, and I'd set up the equipment and stuff for whoever. Mm-hmm. But basically, it was just a way to pick up girls.
Okay. So
that was it. Yes.
All right, let's go to Orville. Hey, Orville, you're on with Doug Quick. Go ahead.
Hi, Doug. Been a long time since you've been in Danville.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever work with Bob Kay?
No, but I know who he is. He was a coach, right? Coach Bob Kay?
Yeah, he's a baseball coach.
Yeah, right.
How about Jeannie Eisenhower?
Jeannie, I worked with Jeannie for a lot of years. She was there when I first got there. She actually started there in like 1959. So she was almost a source of a lot of of information long before I was actually keeping record of it. She was a traffic director, and she was traffic director there, all the way up to when I left in 92. But I went back, I think, a year and a half later, and I was there until 2002.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember listening to you, guys.
Yeah, and for people that don't know, the traffic director has to do with the commercials,
right?
Not the cars.
Yes,
right?
She was the one that was scheduling the commercials, especially on the AM side. Yeah.
Did you ever do that party line she had on there?
No, but it was taking place usually right across the hall from where I was, because I was in the FM station at that time.
It's glad to hear you on the radio. I flipped the TV on, and you're on there, so. It's been a long time. You've been in the business a while.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like Chicken Man. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Okay.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
Thanks,
okay,
Orville. I appreciate
you too.
It.
Thanks for calling.
9:28. We'll get back to more on Doug Quick and his book, Pictures on the Prairie. He's got some book signings coming up. Tell you about that, and we'll continue with more after this. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts on this Monday. Pleased to be joined by Doug Quick. Of course, you've seen him on the weather and the news. WICD for many years. WCCU Fox 2755 here for the last couple of years. A veteran of our TV and radio market here. And, of course, he has a new book, Pictures on the Prairie, that he has put together. And you're going to be doing some book signings coming up?
Yes, I have one. I've already done one in Danville. I've got another one coming up this Sunday.
Okay.
That would be the 29th. From 1 until 3 o'clock at the Jane Addams Bookshop here in downtown Champaign. That's on Neal Street. And looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun. And I've had a whole bunch of people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be there. Well, we'll see how many actually show up. But that's okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't even have to buy the book to come, you know, to come by and just say hi. And it's always great to talk to people.
You want them to buy the book, though. That's
Well, I mean, that's...
You wrote it for a reason, right?
That's... Well, I didn't do it to make money, I'll tell you what. But I've spent a lot of money making this thing happen. So
sure.
But it's been a real really a lot of fun. And I mean it's been, you know, the love of the business, love of broadcasting has been a major part of that.
Yeah. We've got more questions for you coming up here. We'll continue with more. We'll kind of get into, especially here in Champaign-Urbana and all the local radio and TV. TV in particular, of course, is what the book's about. If you have any questions, comments, emails, texts you want to send our way for Doug Quick, any recollections over the early days of television, or you just want to say hi to him, you can do that too. We'll come back with more after the news with Michael Kaiser. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. Doug Quick with us here in this first hour. We'll talk Illinois Marathon information for you. Jan Seeley, Mike Lindemann, and then an open line after that here on a busy Monday. We'll have Flashback Friday at the end of the week. We'll tell you more about that and some other things sprinkled in along the way in a last week of April. Of course, if you've had a collision, we certainly hope you have not, but we know we had that snow recently and several cars were involved. Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair, the place to take your vehicle. They're a full-service collision repair facility, and of course, having a car accident's a serious matter. They know that, and as I've said before, your mind's kind of racing when all that happens. You're kind of in a daze. You're in a fog. How did that happen? When did it happen? What did I do wrong? Well, what you do is you give Dave Miller and Bill Gallo the keys, and they take care of everything from there. Dave and Bill know the collision repair business inside and out. They spent years either as insurance adjusters or running body shops in town. They've serviced over 23,000 vehicles in the last 18 years. So if you've gotten your car dinged up a little bit, been dinged up, maybe you ran into a mailbox or hit your neighbor's car by accident or backed into your daughter's car and you don't know what to do with it, you say, I wonder how much this is going to cost. Well, they'll give you free estimates. They're always offered for big and small situations. So if you've been involved in an accident, unfortunately, we hope you haven't, but if you are, this is the place to go to. Consider Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair. They're located on the south side of I-74 between the Neal Street and Prospect exits. Go to gallomiller.com. We're visiting with Doug Quick today, of course. Been a longtime weathercaster in our community. Does news. He does a little bit of everything. He's been a disc jockey. He's out with a new book, Pictures on the Prairie, the early days of television here in. If you have any recollections, memories, things you'd like to discuss with Doug, he'll be doing a book signing coming up on Sunday, Jane Addams Bookstore, downtown Champaign, from 1 to 3. But let's talk about the local players here, I guess, in Champaign to start, I guess.
You know,
who are the big players?
One name that always comes up, and I've done presentations for civic groups and organizations, and, I mean, no matter what age, the people that I'm addressing, they come up with one question. Did I know Mr. Roberts?
That's true. He left his mark, right?
I knew Mr. Roberts from TV, but that was it, unfortunately. Yeah. Yeah. Even though our broadcast careers did overlap for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. But I think, and one thing that I say here in the book, quote, it would be difficult to rank the list of WCIA celebrities according to popularity with one exception. And that is the air name of Wyndham J. Roberts, or Mr. Roberts, as he was called, is still brought up today. So, unquote. So that says a lot. And I don't know what it was. He was at the right place at the right time, back when local television, even though not everybody had a television, but the impact of the personalities of this behemoth VHF station that was located here in central Illinois, the power of that was just unbelievable.
Now, and when did he start? Did he start when they started?
He started when they started. Yeah. He worked for the Illinois Water Survey. He was basically hired by August Meyer to give weather reports for them when they constructed the tower. Hmm. And he was Mr. Meyer's go-to guy as far as trying to determine whether the tower crew was going to be, and I'm sure the tower crew had a pretty good idea whether they were going to go up or not, but you know, Mr. Meyer wanted to control the situation, and he did. I mean, he mm-hmm. got the weather information from Mr. Roberts, and he ended up hiring him. That's the story as I have it. But, I mean, there are so many legends that go along with that, mm-hmm. and I remember the rumors that were going around. And in fact, I think I have that video, or I will have that video on my website when I get it all back fully constructed. But there was, I think, when Paul Davis had left, and there was an instance where they were talking about the rumors, and it was rumored that Paul Davis was his son-in-law. And Mr. Roberts' quote was, if that was true, I would have cut my wrist many years ago. So, I mean, the chemistry that mm-hmm. took place between these players from the news desk was mm-hmm. tremendous. And when Paul Davis left, when Jerry Slabe came in, it was the same thing. Slabe had a tremendous personality, and mm-hmm. and between the two of them, there was a lot of banter that took place, even between Judy Frazier later. So there was a lot of things that they did on the air that people liked and people appreciated. Mm-hmm. They were people, and that's what come across. Another name that doesn't come up a lot, but certainly he was one of the first, was Fred Sorensen. He was the original news anchor and news director, or they called him their news editors back in those days. And he was from Ohio and went to Ohio State University, but he started at WCIA in 1953. He left in 55. And then came back in 57. Another name for sports people, Tom Shane, mm-hmm. which is difficult to say, mm-hmm. but
Shane Beast, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wondered if he was related to the St. Louis Cardinals' Red Shandix. But yeah. And the information I got was actually from Tom Jones, who was another
right.
personality at three.
Mm-hmm.
In his autobiography, he said that he was only a distant relative. So it wasn't a close relationship mm-hmm. there, but Tom started in 1957, and he was sports director up until like 1971, a long mm-hmm. time. So another name, Diane Thomas, whose name was Mothra, last name, and she was home advisor of Wayne County, Illinois, and she was hired to be the home economist. Every TV station had to have a home economist, right?
That's right.
And she was she had some incredible credentials that I go through in the book.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first personalities that I actually saw in person, at least he walked by me, Sheriff Sid. Sheriff Sid Perry, whose real name was Sidney Fulkerson, and he was 29 years old when he was hired at Channel 3 back in 1954. He started on radio down in Olney at WVLN, and VLN, WVLN SEI, were sister stations of first station I worked for. Not that we met, but it was sort of a, you know, sort of a link there.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
Anyway, he would become part of the production department, and of course he took on his alter ego of Sheriff Sid and hosted the late afternoon kid shows, Sheriff Sid and Popeye, and I remember him. And one instance that I remember was seeing him back in Taylorville. He was doing a lot of personal appearances, and he made an appearance at the local Montgomery Ward store. And the store was a pretty large department store, you know, 20-foot ceilings and that kind of thing. But there was this one staircase that had a that was through the center of the store, and there was a landing about, you know, a third of the way up. And they used that as a stage. And he had his big art pad in there, and he was doing drawings and character, you know, drawing characters and stuff like that, and really entertaining the kids. And then when it was all over, he left with his entourage. There was maybe three or four people, and they walked out, and he walked right by me. It was like, wow, you know.
So, Sheriff Sid.
Yeah, Sheriff Sid.
Yeah.
John Coleman was another one. Mm-hmm. He was probably one of their most colorful personalities. I describe some of how he was sort of a shy type guy, but he really kind of developed, I guess, when he hosted the Hop, the teenage dance show.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was doing American Bandstand type shows. It was cheap programming. You bring a bunch of kids in, you play records, and you show them dancing.
From the community,
yeah,
locally.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he hosted that up until Ed Mason took over, and then John Coleman ended up going to WMBD in Peoria, and then, of course, he was on Good Morning America.
Yep.
For one thing, he was instrumental in the beginnings of the Weather Channel originally, and at last he retired from a TV station in San Diego, and he passed away just a few months ago, in fact. Ed Mason is one of these guys that, you know, what can you say? I mean, he did everything. He was a director. He was talent. He hosted the Hop. He did commercials, tons of commercials. He was kind of the type of guy that just he wore so many hats, and I've gotten to know him. And he ended up at Channel 15. He was a sales manager there, and he left before I started there. But I've gotten to know him, and just a great guy. And of course, Paul Davis, I run into him occasionally, and talk with him. And you know, an incredibly smart guy when it comes to journalism and
iconic voice too.
Oh yes, most definitely, and just a terrific guy.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity to work with Bill Helms. He was in their production department, but I found out, and he had hired me to do voiceover work for Channel 3 back, in the early 80s. And he would come over to the radio station in Danville, and he'd bring a script, and he'd have his little briefcase, and he'd plop it out on the studio, and he'd say, here, voice this for me, and I'd run it off on a reel-to-reel tape, and he'd be out the door, and I'd get a check. Hey, it was great. It was a great
That's
relationship.
A great way to make a living, yeah.
Sure. But his background took him to John Goodell Productions out in Hollywood that developed shows like You Bet Your Life with Groucho Marx.
Yep.
And People Are Funny with Art Linkletter. Two people that I always enjoyed as entertainers and broadcasters. All these people had links. And I had the opportunity to work with Bill and Jim Steele and Rick Bednar and Jeff Rushen at Channel 3 over the years doing voiceover work and things like that over there a lot.
And Channel 3, because of the early impact being so dominant early. I mean, it was hard for anybody else to...
Well, they were the only VHF station in the market.
Yeah, it was hard to match
them. That's what did it. Yeah,
yeah.
They had a range of 80 miles in all directions. The UHF stations locally, when they first went on the air, were low power and probably didn't get much more than 15 or 20 miles. People in Decatur couldn't watch Springfield. People in Springfield couldn't watch Decatur. I mean, it's just unfathomable.
Yeah. Now. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Doug Quick is with us here till the top of the hour. Tim, good morning.
Hi, Doug, who did the TV show Way Out?
Way Out. That was Treboar. It was hosted by Treboar, and his name was Robert Shive. I think it was Shive or Shive.
You know how long that lasted?
Oh, my gosh. That was early 60s. This would have been 62, 63.
Okay.
And
he scared the tar out of me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that very well. That was the old Way Out creature feature late night movie. You bet.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
Right. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, and Treboar, by the way, was Robert backwards. His name was Robert.
Oh.
So. Treboar.
Harry Carey did that all the time. He'd spell names backwards.
Oh, sure.
And by the way, Doug, a caller says Eddie Mason's playing piano at the Possum Trot.
Ah, yeah.
So that's,
yeah, he's
that's
over there a lot. You bet.
All right, we'll come back with more with Doug Quick. We've got more to talk about. Television, this is the book Pictures on the Prairie, focused primarily on the first 10 years of TV broadcasting in mid-Illinois or central Illinois. We've been focused here on Champaign and Urbana and, of course, Danville and Decatur, Springfield. If you have any recollections, memories, things you want to ask Doug, he'll be doing a book signing coming up Sunday at the Jane Addams Bookstore downtown Champaign, 1 to 3. But it's a great book, and I think you have a lot of fun with it. We'll come back with more after this. Penny for your thoughts continuing here on this Monday, visiting with Doug Quick from WCCU, Fox 2755, of course, and was on WICD all those years and have been in radio over in Danville and voiceover work, and now he's got a book out. It's called Pictures on the Prairie, the first decade, basically, of television in East Central Illinois. We have a text from or email from Sarah. She says, my parents purchased a TV set at the time WCIA began broadcasting. I was a preschooler at the time. Something they did not expect to find out was I needed an eye exam and eyeglasses since I would cover one eye to watch the programs. So there you go. That's interesting. And that scene with Paul Davis and Mr. Roberts is on YouTube. You can check it out, Bill says.
And in fact, I was the one that put it there.
Is
so
that right?
There
okay, so you know it's there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so these programs, they were on from what time of the day to what, till midnight? I mean, what?
Well, when TV first started, it was basically a prime time only situation.
Okay.
Stations would sign on at, 5:30, sometimes even 6 o'clock. Usually start out with a 15-minute rip and read local news, which rip and read means you're sitting there watching the newscaster basically do radio. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was radio with pictures. That's the way it started. And people like Douglas Edwards did the CBS News in those early days. On ABC, it was John Daly, who, interestingly enough, anchored the ABC News every night and then hosted a game show on CBS. Now, I kid you not, that would never happen today.
No.
Never.
No,
I mean, can you imagine, David Muir doing a game show on NBC? Yeah. That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
So it was a different time. And then stations usually would sign off if they had a syndicated movie package, if they had purchased that. It was an opportunity to slide in some local commercials there and make a few bucks. And so they'd run a late movie. That's pretty much what Channel 3 had.
How was the picture? I mean, I realize we're talking 1950s.
Well,
here,
it was analog.
Grainy?
It really was okay. I mean, it was okay, but a lot of it depended on your receiver. There were shortcuts that were taken. One that comes to mind, there was a company out of Indiana called Dage, D-A-G-E, and they sold broadcast equipment, but it was lower quality broadcast equipment. Like you could buy an RCA black and white TK-10 or TK-40 or whatever they were, and it would have, 550 lines of resolution, but a Dage camera would have like 380, mm-hmm. 390. So the quality wasn't quite as great. So you could get by, you could squeak by, and they were incredibly cheaper. Two stations bought Dage equipment here in this market. WDAN-TV and WTVH, Channel 19 in Peoria. Both stations, over time, that was sort of the culture. Both stations essentially went out of business at some point. I mean, 19 in Peoria was still there, and it's still there, but it's a skeleton of itself at this particular point. Now, I don't blame it on Dage, necessarily, but that was the culture that was sent up. You either did it big, or you didn't do it.
Yeah.
And the stations that went on the air did it big. They had a lot of hoopla with it, a great promotional plan in order to make it appear that, you know, that was the thing to do. Because if you didn't do that, you failed. I mean, just like any other business, advertising and marketing is all it's about.
So you had to put some money into it.
You had to put money in it to make it happen. Yeah. You bet.
Was it expensive? Very expensive?
It was very expensive. You could put a station on the air in those days, probably $300,000, which in those days, that was a lot of money, when the average household income was probably around $3,000 or $4,000 a year. So that was a lot of money.
Yeah. Sunday, 1 to 3, Jane Addams Bookstore, downtown Champaign. It's the day after the marathon, so you don't have to worry.
Yep.
Everything will be done by then, and that'll be a book signing there with Doug Quick.
We will be there, and hopefully we sell out of books.
What's the most common at the book signings you've done? What's a common question? Is it the Mr. Roberts question?
Yeah, the Mr. Roberts question is probably leading the pack right now. The others are, did you know such and such? Mm-hmm. You know, it's all personality driven, and that's what I think makes local television, especially for people that have been around for a long time. That's and I'm speaking, maybe I'm speaking on behalf of myself here, but people that have been around a long time, people get to know and they form an association with that person. Now, I'm not saying I'm even close to being a Mr. Roberts or a Paul Davis or a Jerry Slabe, not even close, but it's the longevity of those people in the market. And of course, Jerry Slabe came from Decatur.
People knew him.
And before that, he was with WJJY-TV in Jacksonville, Illinois, the old Channel 14 over there that went belly up, who was actually developed by the guy that developed the Taylorville radio station. See, it's a small world here. There are so
it
many
really
links.
Is. It really is.
It's incredible.
So this would be a great... How many pages is the book?
Oh, gosh.
500?
Pretty close to 500 pages there. Ton of pictures. Yeah. I tell the story from three different angles here. Not only the personalities, but we include as much information as I could find on people that did advertising, sales, and engineering. Those are
the
three that I wanted to cover. I did not want to slight anyone at all. If there's somebody that's not included there, it's because I just couldn't find it.
And real quick, in your website, 20 seconds.
Website is DougQuick.com. Right. And I had to rebuild it at the first of the year. It's in the process of being rebuilt, but there's still a ton of information there, and I'm adding information each and every day. So be sure and check out the website, DougQuick.com, Central Illinois' online broadcast museum.
Hey, Doug, great to see you. Great to visit.
Great
with you.
To
Good
be
luck.
Here. Thank you for the invitation.
It's great. Doug Quick with us here, his new book, Pictures on the Prairie. We'll talk about the Illinois Marathon.
Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you soon.
All right. The WDWS, Champaign-Urbana.com.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk at wdws.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Welcome back. Hour number two, A Penny for Your Thoughts. At a great first hour with Doug Quick on his new book, Pictures on the Prairie. He'll have a book signing, Jane Addams Bookstore, downtown Champaign, 1 to 3 on Sunday. Of course, coming up on Friday and Saturday, all the Illinois Marathon events presented the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon that'll be going on. We'll tell you about that here in a moment. Do want to remind you to take a couple of minutes today, have some fun voting in the News Talk 1400 WDWS. And News Gazette Media is the people's choice, the best of East Central Illinois. Go to WDWS.com and cast your votes in a variety of categories to Help your favorite businesses and services win the People's Choice competition. It's brought to you in part by MX Electric. Brian Barnhart here in hour number two. Pleased to be joined by the folks that have put on the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Now is it 10 years? Jan Seeley and Mike Lindemann? A decade.
It's been 10 years.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
Yeah. When you started it, did you think, wow, we'll be doing this 10 years from now?
I thought we would be. It just, I didn't think it would be as crazy and as large as it was that first couple of years, but we're excited. It's good.
We started working on it in 2007, so it was a two-year run-up before year one. So I think that's why the first year was as successful as it was, because we really took our time.
Mm-hmm. And did it right, laid the foundation right.
Yep.
Still have the same number of runners? Is that going up? Every year, pretty much?
It's kind of holding steady. I mean, a lot of it depends. You know, this winter obviously was an awful training year for those marathoners and even some of the half marathoners. So we're a little bit down this year, but it's stayed very consistent, anywhere between, you know, that 16,000-20,000 mark.
Yeah, the first year was the lowest, and it just, we had there. 3 years over 20,000.
Now, if people know that are involved in this now, they know the drill, they need to get registered by yesterday, but you have some good news, right?
Yeah.
For that, for so, people that maybe wake up today and go, hey, I missed the deadline, the weather might be decent.
Right. So we do always want to try to accommodate more runners after we officially close, and so the good news is that we do have capacity in our events. So tomorrow, probably by noon, the registration link will be back on the website live, and you can register online and just come over to the expo on Thursday or Friday like everybody else, or just show up and do it on the spot. But that'll make a lot of people happy.
Is this for all the races?
Correct.
Or?
Yep. Yeah.
For everything.
Now, we will say that on Friday at about, you know, by 7, the non-youth run events, there will be no more registrations. You can't come up on Saturday and register. But the youth run does have registration on Saturday starting at 10 in the Great East Hall. That's the only event where you can wake up on Saturday and go, it's a good idea to do the race. So.
Well, you've got the full marathon, obviously. Is it the same course, pretty much?
Yeah, same course. And that's always a struggle with all the construction that's happening in Champaign-Urbana. But, no, it'll be the same course, and look forward to it.
I was going to say, because you never know year to year, or do you know kind of in advance what might construction's going to – like that whole Green Street corridor have been torn up for, you know.
I can't give enough compliments to the City of Champaign, City of Urbana, Public Works, the U of I faculty, you know, and stuff, F&S, I mean, and they keep us updated on all that stuff. And actually, the core project has actually worked in some degree around the marathon to make sure those streets are open. Mm-hmm.
Mike Lindemann is with us, Jan Seeley. They've been the folks that have been in charge of the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon for these last decade. If you have any questions, last-minute concerns, things you want to bring up, feel free to do that with these folks here at 356-9397. You can email us, talk@wdws.com, and you can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. You've got the expo day. When's the first day of
that? So the Health and Fitness Expo is Thursday from 4 to 8 and Friday 10 to 7. Of course, that's at ARC, the Activities Recreation Center, which opened our first year. It is one of the most spectacular eco-friendly buildings of any on any university campus, and while we're there having our event, it's also fully functioning, so you'll still be 10,000 students coming in there, but we have our expo and our pasta feed and our speaker series all there happening at the same time, it works out great.
And also people go there to pick up their
all
their stuff they need. What all will they be picking up?
So tomorrow all of our entrants will be receiving an email with a special little code that they can print out or have on their phone. They come to ARC, go to Gym 2, where they'll be directed. They'll pick up their race number, their race guide, and then they'll be directed into the expo gym where they get their shirt and their drawstring bag, and can also visit all of our vendors, our official merchandise booth and other about 67 different companies.
I was always impressed. Last year was the first year I had been able to be around to participate and walked in the 5K, and I was just impressed with how smooth that goes. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people all at once trying to do the same thing, and sometimes you can – you know, in other situations, you can get bogged down. But I thought, you know, moving people through and getting their number and getting them to the next gym was pretty efficient.
Yeah, they don't want to stand in line. You know, they want to get in, get out, and it's very efficient. It works very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's, you know, a lot of interactive things and giveaways. You know, Walmart will have a booth and giving away stuff, and so, you know, take your time. If it's the first time you've done a race, savor every moment. Come in. We have one of the most popular things at the bib pickup room, Brian, is the Why I'm Running wall. So we've got a 40-foot parchment that's up on the wall with the words Why I'm Running and a nice drawing. We work with a local artist on that, and people just write their tale, and that every inch of this 40-foot parchment is packed with everybody's little message. Because, you know, when it comes down to it, it's about celebrating everybody's story and their journey, and that's going to all come to fruition on Friday and Saturday. So, you know, take your time and enjoy that.
So I've been in some of the events, not necessarily the marathon, but the other ones too, all of the events.
Yeah.
I need to come by Thursday and Friday to pick up. Yeah, and there's, was it 4 to 8, I think, and then 10 to 8
on Thursday? Yep. So whether you're doing the OSF, you know, 5K or 10K, the Busey Youth Run, you know, the Christie Clinic Illinois Full Half, the Alumni Association Relay, you've got to come get your stuff. And we have done our best not just to advertise that on the website, but you're registered. You get our weekly emails.
Right.
So, you know, hopefully people are informed.
I think it's 4 to 8 Thursday, and it starts at 10 a.m., I think, on Friday.
Parking, free parking at the State Farm Center. Go to the website, see where the parking is. Yeah. Don't complain about having to walk from the parking to the Arc. You're going to run a race the next day. Runners can be really lazy about that. But there are so many events that where you have to pay to park on race day, that you have to walk really far. Our facilities are second to none. How do we know this? Well, we know it inherently ourselves, but we bring in other race directors. Mm-hmm. Dave McGilvery from the Boston Marathon's been here. Doug, you know, Thurston from Big Sur, and they just, their jaws are dropped when they see how wonderful our facilities are and how, you know, just conveniently located the stadium is to ARC. So we're lucky.
I know too, when you go pick your things up starting on Thursday and go to the expo and all that, you can, they help people direct you to the grass lots west of the football stadium, I think, right?
That's a late call, so that's a call that we make on Wednesday, depending on rain,
on the weather,
because they give us that. If not, they go to E14 or the State Farm Center lots or whatever.
And, yeah, that makes sense.
But they make that call on Wednesday, and it'll either be open or it won't be open. So,
yeah.
But hopefully it will be. So that's for Thursday and Friday both. So.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Mike Lindemann, of course, Jan Seeley, for the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. A big weekend ahead, and we'll come back with more. If you have any comments, questions you want to ask, these are the two people that know, and we'll continue with more after this. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, we had Doug Quick on in the first hour talking Illinois Marathon, Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon this weekend, of course, Friday and Saturday, and 356-9397. If you have any quick questions here before we let our guests go, Mike Lindemann and Jan Seeley. For people that usually there'll be a map shows you the belt line around the city. That's always makes it easier for people to get around. And what if the way the marathon's laid out, if you're in Urbana, basically they're all gone by 10:30?
Yeah, generally by 10:30. Downtown Urbana is probably open by 9:30. Yeah. And it's definitely cleared out of there by 10:30. And then Champaign, usually the traffic actually does flow a little bit with the runners, so it's not totally closed course, but. Mm. You know, they're done by 2. I mean, they're basically out of the way, and you can move around as you please after 2.
Mm-hmm. Still looking for volunteers, right, to help?
Yeah, thank you for having Danielle and Scott on last week. So we are making progress, but we do still need, I think the number was 82 course intersection volunteers as of this morning. Now, we do have training tonight at ARC from 5:30 to 7, and tomorrow the same, Brian. So if you could, if you're inclined to help us, go to IllinoisMarathon.com and register for a position and then come tonight. But if you have, you know, phobia about using a computer, just come to ARC at 5:30 and you'll be directed downstairs, and we'll assign you a spot and you can stay for the training. So walk-ups, welcome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the training doesn't take that long, really.
No, it's 30 minutes max.
Okay. And the community, I know this marathon has been very successful. We're among friendly people here. We're in the Midwest. This is a college town used to athletics. People that have come in are impressed by the just not only the course, but the people, right, along the way?
Well, you know, Brian, we don't have rivers, mountains, lakes to run through and things like that, but we do have probably the best community support. And, you know, all the runners, I'll finish at the 50-yard line is really great, but most of them now say is, how do you get everybody in the city to buy in? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have tailgate parties out of their garage, and things that we don't even hear about, and then we hear about it from a runner, you know, 2 weeks later or whatever. And I think this year might even be more special because if the weather's going to play out like it is, you know, I encourage people that live along the course is if you're going to stand out and cheer, get your hose and spray some of those runners if it's a little bit warmer. And if it's 60, it's, you know, 62, it's going to be great. But when people are training in 30-degree weather, 60 is warm for marathoners. So, you know, help them out and maybe put your sprinkler on or something like that, and they'll choose to run through it or not. And, you know, I think that's important.
Yeah, sunny and 65, by the way. Is that ideal marathon running temperature?
Well, touch warm.
Yeah, touch warm. I think the start's like 45 or something like that, I think, which is ideal. That's pretty ideal. But those late marathoners that get up in the 60s, they're going to use all those water stations.
Yeah, that's for sure. And special guests coming in?
Yes, very happy that Dick Beardsley, this will be his third appearance in town. Dick, of course, an amazing story of success and failure and illness and addiction, coming back to share his tale. Just had his second knee replacement and was going to run the half marathon with a group of guys that they call themselves the Clown Posse. They run and make all kinds of entertainment. They are going to push him in a wheelchair so they can continue just whooping up all kinds of frivolity while they're running. So super excited to have Dick. He'll be speaking keynote address Friday at 2 in our speaker series at ARC.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun weekend, and gets all started. What the first event is it the 5K Friday night?
5K Friday night.
Walk and run.
Yep.
And people should just park wherever.
It'll be the, the E14 lot, the State Farm Center parking lot.
Right.
So we kind of close off that. If that grass lot is open, we kind of close that off before them because the way they exit onto Oak Street is actually on part of the course, so they won't be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a committee of about 80 hardworking people that pull this off with us, and we would be lost without them. Everybody is, you know, really ramped up and excited. We got to just knock off this volunteer piece. It's definitely it's a source of stress, and we want to work and have joy in our work this weekend and be able to sit back and enjoy what everybody's doing. But we got to take care of that.
Yeah, and that's about 80, right? You're looking for still.
Yeah, say the first 2,800 volunteers were easy, and that's just those last 80 people.
Anything else we need to know before the weekend?
You know, thank you to everybody in town. We know we inconvenienced you a little bit on this weekend, but you know, when you think about the impact on the health and wellness of our community, we're hearing it from our medical communities. We are making Champaign-Urbana healthier. That makes us feel really good. The $1.159 million that we've donated back to local charities, that also makes us feel good. So it's a very happy event, and we are hoping and praying that the weather holds out and that everybody gets here safely and that we get a lot more runners signed up because we can take you. So
So if you miss the deadline, you hear the weather is going to be great, and you say, hey, I might like to do that. Tomorrow you can get back online.
Yep. You bet. When you see the register button back on the homepage, you're in. Right now, it's not there.
Yeah. Hey, guys, thanks for coming
in. Thank you so much for having
great
us,
work.
Ryan. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Mike Lindeman, Jan Seeley, the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon, coming up starting on Friday night and Saturday. We'll come back with more after this. Welcome back. Penny for your thoughts. News Talk 1400 DWS. Open forum here. Open line up until the top of the hour at 11 o'clock. Tomorrow we'll start with an open line. Then towards the end of the hour, we'll have a couple of cast members from the Centennial production of Wizard of Oz with us towards the end of the first hour tomorrow on the money at 10. And then we're working on some other things, including Flashback Friday in the 10 a.m. hour on Friday. Always have a lot of fun with that. Had the folks on from the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon with Mike Lindeman and Jan Seeley. Doug Quick was on with us in the first hour. His book, Pictures on the Prairie. He'll be signing books for that coming up on Sunday. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone lines here today. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. And before the news, here is Earl. Hey, Earl, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. First-time caller on the Barnhart Nation.
Well, well, thank you.
Here's two things. We just got done with Eberfest, and you're into history. So there is a YouTube channel called History Bus, and he primarily reviews historically based movies. Well, about 3 months ago, he recommended a movie out of Korea called The Admiral's Roaring Currents. It's basically about Admiral Yi. Apparently to Korea, this Admiral Yi is to Korea what George Washington is to us.
Really?
Yeah, basically a movie about his greatest battle. So I just thought I'd call and recommend that to you to check it out.
All right, and give me the name of it again.
The Admiral's Roaring Currents.
The Admiral's Roaring Currents. Wow.
Came out about eight years ago.
Okay. I will look that up.
All right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you'd be it'd be very interested to see that.
Well, I do. I watch a lot of things like that, and my daughters make fun of me for doing that. But I do read a lot of that sort of thing, and I enjoy things like that. So, yeah, I'll check that out.
All right. My second thing is that have you ever thought about bringing in Anna Wall and interviewing her to talk about her life and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've thought about that. Have to see, you know, whether she'd have time. I assume she would, but no, she's got a fascinating story.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure of people listening to Penny for your thoughts. She has a small fan base out here who would be very interested in that. In particularly, I've heard her talk over the years about her life, but the one thing I've never have been able to catch, but that's mainly because I listen intermittently, is her time in the military, what all she did and when she was in and what branch she was in and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, profile her life.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll have to think about that. That's not a bad idea.
I think that'd be a very interesting interview.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Earl. I appreciate you taking the time to call in today.
Okay, you have a good day, Brian.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's Earl with us. We've got Michael with us as well with the news headlines here on DWS. And we'll have more Penny for Your Thoughts after this.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS.
All right, lots of moving parts here this morning as we've had Doug Quick on with us. We had Jan Seely, Mike Lindemann, and now we have open forum here, open line up until 11 o'clock, 10:38 here at DWS. 356-9397 and the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357. You can email us talk at WDWS.com. Late in the hour tomorrow at about, 9:45 or so, we'll have a couple of cast members on from the Centennial production, Champaign Centennial production of The Wizard of Oz. Also on Wednesday in the 10 o'clock hour, Jim Dye. Haven't had him on for a little while, so we'll have Jim Dye join us in the 10 a.m. hour on Wednesday. And we have our Flashback Friday scheduled for 10 a.m. on Friday as well. Some open line mixed in and around all of that. 356-9397 is the phone number. Swanson Roofing, of course, one of our sponsors, Corey Swanson. Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog. Well, I remember when they started advertising with us many, many, many years ago. And his business just took off. And part of that, we'd like to think it was part of it was advertising with us, but also just when you advertise someone, you want them to present a good product, and he certainly has done that, a great product all these many years. Swanson Roofing, the word of mouth, I can tell you in this town, word of mouth gets around very, very quickly. Small enough community, and if you do a good job, people will know about it. So Swanson Roofing certainly does not a good job. They do a great job. He's a family-owned business, 100% owned and operated by Corey Swanson and his wife, Melissa. He's local, graduate of Rantoul and the University of Illinois. They guarantee, and this is big, one of the big attributes that they want to mention here, is 100% cleanup. Won't find any nails or debris laying around when they're done. They'll vacuum everything up, clean it up, make it nice for you like it was. Like they weren't even there, right? That's what you want. But you want the job done well. And they also guarantee their workmanship for the lifetime of your roof. The materials they use are guaranteed for 50 years. They take responsibility and members ownership of every past customer. So Swanson Roofing, help you with small repairs. They're happy to come out and fix any problems. And the really good news is they'll do that even if they didn't do your roof. Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog, providing services in Champaign, Vermilion, Ford, and McLean counties. TheRoofingDog.com. And you can call us, call them at 355-ROOF, 355-7663 if you prefer the number route. The letters sometimes I have to think about a little bit. Let's go back to the phones. And is this Dana? Hello? Are you there, Dana?
Hello, Brian?
Hello, going once, twice?
Yes.
All right, try me again. 356-9397. Text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, or email us talk@wdws.com. So I see this story yesterday morning. I wake up and see there was an overnight shooting in Nashville, I guess in Antioch, Tennessee, which is right near Nashville. I actually know my way around Nashville a little bit because I have a daughter going to school who's a junior down in school there at Belmont in Nashville. And I texted her and said, hey, did you hear about this? And she goes, no, I haven't heard the news. I haven't been up all that long. I haven't been around. And then didn't hear from her for a while. And then she texted me back and said, yeah, she actually knew one of the girls killed in that shooting at the Waffle House in Nashville. So pretty sad day. I know she was pretty shook up about that after hearing about it, one of her friends that she knew. So out down there, agents with the FBI, the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and troopers with the Tennessee Highway Patrol assisting in the manhunt there, as disturbing reports about the man there who's identified as Travis Rinking. I guess he's from near Peoria up in Morton. And officials with the Nashville Public School System there say the schools will go into lockout mode if Rinking isn't found in time for class today. So that shooting occurring at the Waffle House overnight, early morning hours, and four people killed. New poll out today. Americans overwhelmingly believing teachers don't make enough money. Half say they'd support paying higher taxes to give them a raise. Overall, 78% of Americans think public school teachers aren't paid enough. Just 6% think they're paid too much. Slightly more than half of Americans approve of teachers striking to get higher pay, and about half would support a plan to raise taxes to get teachers a pay raise. Of course, we had a lot of walkouts, what, in West Virginia, Oklahoma, Arizona, several places like that. And in some cases, they've succeeded in getting raises, and especially in West Virginia and Arizona. I know in Oklahoma they got a raise, but then they were wanting some more from what they had wanted previously, and that has been in the news for quite a while. 10:43 here at DWS. Kensington Palace today says the Duchess of Cambridge, a new child in their family, their third child, a boy weighing 8 pounds, 7 ounces, born at 11:01 London time. Prince William present for the birth of his son, fifth in line to the throne. So congratulations to the royal family there. And, of course, a lot of news over the weekend in various stories around Barbara Bush's funeral. Don't know if you had a chance to see some of that, some of the coverage of that. Very moving ceremony for a lady that was the former First Lady, of course. He was also the her husband, George H.W. Bush, was the vice president before he became president, very much in public life, and with her son, George W. Bush, becoming president as well. Unique place in history, so they had the big services there. And I don't know if you saw the photo of the former presidents that were there, at least a number of them, four, I think, George H.W., George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama all there together with their wives. Melania Trump was also in that photo. Don't know if you saw that. So always like it when the presidents and the former presidents all get together. I think that's a pretty neat moment. 356-9397. We're at 10:44. It's your open line here for a little while, up till 11 o'clock. We'll do that again tomorrow at the start of the show. And some folks from Centennial in tomorrow as well, with the Wizard of Oz coming up this weekend for them at Champaign Centennial. We'll continue with more after this break on Penny. 10:46, Penny for your thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. Also, by the way, trying to get lined up with Alan Dershowitz. He's going to speak at the University of Illinois on Thursday, working on getting an interview with him lined up as well, talking about free speech on campus. So we may have that for you a little later in the week as well, if that works out. 356-9397 is the phone line. It's available to you. Text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. And email us, talk@wdws.com. Your yard's an important part of the special place you call home. What's hard is to have your yard looking great all year long, even in the upcoming summer months. The University of Illinois, trusts Spring Green Lawn Care to provide some specialized applications to their athletic fields. But if you're looking at your lawn, you can trust your lawn to the higher standards of Spring Green. Let them take care of your lawn and landscape investment and provide the convenience of a trouble-free Spring Green lawn. Mention the University of Illinois. They also take care of many of the large sports fields, including fields at St. Joseph Ogden, Catlin, Monticello, Mattoon, and more. 35 years they've been doing this. Aeration, fertilizing, weed care, disease control, lawn insect control, seeding, tree and shrub care, house perimeter insect control, and more. Spring Green, a special offer for new customers. For a limited time, you can save 20% off when you choose Spring Green's full program. If you prepay right now, you'll save up to an additional 10% off of the full program price for a total savings possibly of 30%. And make sure you take care of the fertilizer, pre-emergent weed control, and all of that. They understand all of this. I don't understand it all, but they do. And their technicians, J.T. Warmbier, Steve Emke, 359-2111, or visit spring-green.com, one of our sponsors here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Glad you're with us today. Let's see what else is going on. Sports-wise, University of Illinois. Don't know if you got out to the baseball games this weekend. Illinois baseball playing Grand Canyon. Wound up losing 2 out of 3. They had won, I think, 6 out of 7 at one point. They'll host Bradley tomorrow night. Women's softball, the softball team, swept Iowa. Always good to beat the Hawkeyes, right, no matter what sport it is. They're now 30-15 under Tyra Perry. They host Eastern Illinois on Wednesday. Big news for the men's gymnastics team. They had a great crowd, great Illini support up in Chicago, the UIC Pavilion. They finished 3rd in the NCAA National Championships. They were within shouting distance there of winning the whole thing, but fell to 3rd at the end. Oklahoma and Minnesota, the winners there. And women's golf tying for 2nd place, Big Ten Championships. That's their best finish since 1976. Men's and women's tennis getting ready for the Big Ten Championships. Women's tennis has won 4 out of 5. They'll be in Minneapolis for the tournament, the men up in Iowa City. Men's golf at the Big Ten Championships in Baltimore this weekend. Men's and women's track and field at the Drake Relay starting on Thursday up in Des Moines. I've been to those. Those are fun. And Ray Balthazor, an All-American, sophomore All-American, by virtue of her performance down in St. Louis at the Women's Gymnastics National title scene down there. So that's kind of a recap of Illinois sports over the weekend. 10:50. Let's go to Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Hi, Brian. This is Tim Hilling with the Philo Knights of Columbus, and we've got a baseball trip coming up a week from this Sunday, and it's down to the Cub-Cardinal game in St. Louis, and that it's $100 a ticket, and that includes your game ticket, ride down to the game on the bus, and refreshments on the bus.
Wow, you don't have to worry about parking. Just get on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Best way to go.
So $100 per ticket.
Yeah.
And that covers everything. Your bus trip. You got food, on there?
Yeah.
So what's the date? What's the day for it, Tim?
May 6th.
May 6th. All right. Down at Busch Stadium.
Yes, it is.
Cubs and Cardinals. All right. Is there is there a number to call?
Yeah. It's 217-840-6884.
Okay. Is there a deadline to call by?
Up until the game. We leave for the game.
Okay.
we'll be taken.
All right. And where do you leave from?
We'll be leaving from Philo.
From Philo. Okay. Well, very good, Tim.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. 356-9397. Open line here till the top of the hour. If you'd like to join us on A Penny for Your Thoughts. Came across an interesting article. We can get into this a little more either tomorrow or on Wednesday with Jim Dye. But the Alex Castaneos, who you see on television quite a bit, is a Republican Party, I guess, spokesman or representative. He's an expert. You know, they have these different people on from the parties. He's been involved for quite a bit. Just reading an article that he wrote a couple of days ago, says Trumpism without Trump. And he says, goodbye, Paul Ryan. Hello to a new Republican Party that embraces the president's politics but not his person. And it's a pretty long article. It's in Politico. And I thought some of the things he said were pretty much right on with a lot of the, you know, I think a lot of the things that that I think about having to do with how the president got elected, the different issues he ran on, and obviously some of the stuff that Alex says he needs to stop doing, which is tweeting all the time and undercutting himself. But, you know, he says, hey, Donald Trump's presidency is hidden behind the clouds, a storm of controversy of his own making. But he says, by any fair measure, there are several accomplishments, and he goes through the list of them. So I thought it was an interesting article. A lot of it kind of covers some of the things that we talk about when we discuss the president and the politics of it and back and forth, and you see it all over Facebook. And I thought it was a really good article. So let me get into that as the week goes on, get your thoughts on it, what you think from his perspective. But I thought it was pretty interesting, and I found myself nodding my head a lot going, yeah, I think he's right on that. Yeah, and I think he's pretty close to the mark, in my opinion. And you may have a different opinion. But anyway, just I'll check that out as the week goes on. It is 10:53 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. He says, the poll about the teachers, Bill says, I assume doesn't give average pay for teachers. If you polled for nurses, firemen, and police, I'm sure the poll would be similar. I didn't like teachers who got their raise then went back out on strike, and that was specifically the teachers in Oklahoma. That's from Bill. 10:53, back with more Penny for Your Thoughts in just a moment. Penny for Your Thoughts, continuing on this Monday, an hour-long show tomorrow, a couple of hours. Jim Dye will join me on Wednesday, Flashback Friday on Friday in the 10 a.m. hour. Happy birthday today to actress Valerie Bertinelli, one day at a time. She is 58. Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company. Janet, of course, is 69. And the $6 million man today, Lee Majors, is 79 years old. Lee Majors, 79. This day, as far as anniversaries of people passing, Howard Cosell passed away on this day in 1995. He was 77. Howard Cosell. I think that he did a lot of interesting things. I mean, he interviewed Muhammad Ali. He was always, I mean, he did everything. The thing I enjoyed the most growing up was when he did those halftime highlights on the football games on Monday Night Football. Those were, I mean, Chris Berman tried to do that in later years, and it was a nice try, but he couldn't do it like Howard Cosell did it. Of course, now we have SportsCenter 24/7, so you see all the highlights all the time, but that was pretty cool. James Earl Ray, who confessed to assassinating Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968, then soon insisted he was framed, died on this day in 1998, 20 years ago. He was 70. This day in 1969, a lot of tie-ins to assassinations, Sirhan Sirhan, sentenced to death for the assassination of New York Senator Robert F. Kennedy. That sentence was later commuted to life in prison after the U.S. Supreme Court banned the death penalty as being unconstitutional. 1984 on this day, the identification of the HIV virus that caused AIDS was announced. And this day in 1985 is the day that New Coke debuted, became one of the biggest corporate flops ever. 1985. Remember New Coke? I don't know. That was either a very cagey move to go back to reigniting enthusiasm for the old Coke or just a bad move altogether. People debate to this day which it was, but didn't go over very well. And this is the day in 1954, you may remember this if you think back to it, Hank Aaron hit the first of his 755 Major League home runs in a game between the Milwaukee Braves and the St. Louis Cardinals on this day in 1954. So those are some of the things that have happened on this day in history. I want to thank our guest today. We had Doug Quick on in the first hour. Of course, you see him on Fox 2755 here in Champaign and a long time at WICD. But his new book, Pictures on the Prairie, from the early days of television, enjoyed going back with him and covering some of the stories in his book. Again, he'll be doing the book signing Sunday 1 to 3 at the Jane Addams Bookstore downtown Champaign. Had Mike Lindemann on, Jan Seeley, the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. It comes up starts, of course, with the exposition and getting all the materials picked up on Thursday into Friday with the races, the 5K run and walk. I'll be out there with the 5K walk on Friday night looking for nice weather, just a slight chance of showers, I guess, Friday night. And then Saturday looks good for the marathon and the half marathon, all the big events there on 10K in there, all the events that happen on Saturday. Looks to be sunny and 65, so a good weather there for all of that. So thanks to all of my guests. Thanks to your input today with the phone calls, emails, and texts. We'll do it again tomorrow, 9 a.m. Have an open line until about 9:40, and then we'll visit with a couple of cast members from the Champaign Centennial High School production of The Wizard of Oz. Get a preview of that real quickly at the end of the hour tomorrow, and then On the Money at 10, Flashback Friday at the end of the week. Thanks to Ed Bond for helping produce the show today, for our guests, and for you. I'm Brian Barnhart. Thanks for being with us. It's 11 o'clock, WDWS, Champaign-Urbana.